Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance, a Sip and Discuss episode. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Becky.
And Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hello, Rebecca.
So happy Wednesday. It's our first Wednesday in November, and that we are having an episode. It's not the first Wednesday of November. It is our first Wednesday in November.
Yes. Yeah.
You will find on our website, we adjusted the schedule because we missed last week. So you can find that on our website and updated what books are coming up next. Tonight we are reviewing and discussing Take It or Leave It by Lainey Hatcher. This is book one in the Kirby Fall series. Is this her first contemporary?
Yes.
Well, the novella before it was technically the first. So okay. Love 'em or Leave 'em. But yeah, this series is her first contemporary.
Is Love Them or Leave Them, is that Chloe and Jordan's book?
Yes.
Okay. That would make sense.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a free book funnel download. I don't think you can get it on Amazon. You have to get it either direct from her website or from her
newsletter sign up.
I think that she has it linked, or a way to get it linked in her
and I think you can get Instagram. It through the book too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like the back matter in the book, yeah. I think.
Okay.
But yeah, these are her first contemporaries.
Because she debuted with writing historical, Regency historical, mm-hmm. in the Penny Reed Out of This Universe Smarty yes. Pants world. I don't know what else yes. to call it.
Well, she basically did...
Out of This World?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a rewrite of Neanderthal Seeks Human. But
he's got first two or three done.
Yes, but it's like the historical, her version of historicals of them. I didn't read those ones, but I did read her like other historicals, which yes, Leah read a historical romance and I really enjoyed it. Like I just really liked her writing style and like her flow. Like she writes a little bit of a slower story, but since she's in that Penny Reed world, she has a very Penny Reed style of writing, but she's not as wordy as Penny.
Disagree. But we'll get to that in a minute. Was this everybody's first Lainey Hatcher, or like I know it was mine and Jenny's, right?
It was mine. Yeah.
And no, you've
yeah.
read her before.
Yeah, I haven't. Like, I read the like novella.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. Same.
Okay. So who wants to read the stuff they should know before we start?
I can do it.
Go for it, Leah.
Okay, so the release date for this one was August 20th, 2024. The tropes are close proximity, small town, opposites attract, grumpy sunshine, slow burn. Micro tropes are competence, kinks, acts of kindness. The series name is the Kirby Falls series. It is going to be a series of standalones because there are more books coming. It is told in dual first person point of view. The put out percentage is 60%, and there is a third act breakup. It is available in Kindle Unlimited. No word on an audiobook at this point, but there may be something in the future.
Okay. So Jenny and I both kind of spoke up there together, which I find interesting, Jenny, that you were like, yes. Because Leah's like, oh, but she's not as wordy as Penny Reed. Okay. So obviously, you know, everyone's mindset's a little different right now. Some books are a bigger struggle. I really do want to caveat, I loved this story. And first of all, it was delightful to have a small town romance without a single fucking cowboy in it.
Yep.
Yep.
Like, nobody rode a horse. Nobody needed to ride a horse. Nobody had cowboy boots on. Nobody wore a hat for a cowboy hat.
But there was one dude with a cowboy hat. And they were like, I don't know why he's got a cowboy hat.
But they made fun of him for it.
Well, they made fun of him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but he was a leafer, right?
He was a leafer.
Yeah, he was a leafer.
That had the cowboy hat. Yeah, like the whole...
So we need to explain what a leafer is, too.
Well, we will. But I want to talk about first real quick. Right now, we are seeing a trend in our small town romances. Almost every small town romance that is currently trending is a freaking cowboy. And I think somebody on Threads, Amanda, I think asked, are there any small town romances out there that are with no cowboys?
Yeah, I did see that, but I don't think I responded, but I did see it.
It's just because like I was like, oh, no, not every small town is. Yeah, the Catherine popular Cowles.
Ones, yeah, the popular ones right now are cowboy trending. Yeah, yeah, and it's very frustrating.
I'm bored with cowboys. I'm bored.
Yeah, and I have to take it in small doses. Like I'll read one and then I'll go away and then I'll come back. Mostly if it's like one of my favorite authors, and that's about it.
So
but it, like I went back to Smarty Pants the other day because I was like, I need something that's not like to Green Valley.
Yeah. Yeah. So then let's talk about just real quick the wordiness, because Jenny agreed with me. There were long, long descriptive internal monologues that slowed the pacing of this book down considerably. And I did feel it read like a Penny Reed book.
Oh, it was longer than I thought.
How many pages is this book?
It's 348. I didn't think it topped that much.
Yeah.
I think part of it, though, is like when I was reading it, like I read this a couple weeks ago. And so like I wasn't. And so that might be why I felt that way, because I wasn't in this like weird mindset that I am in right now. So like when I read it, it flowed really well for me. Now, if I had tried reading it like this week, I don't know if I would say the same thing.
I mean, I didn't dislike it. I just think we got caught up a lot in internal monologues. And I'd rather have had witty banter like between him and his cousins, because those girls are unhinged.
Right. That was my point, like where I was like, what, why are we spending, when she goes and picks up his cousin, like at the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was, and then it's just like going on and on and on. And I'm like, what, why are we like, I'm assuming that is going to be a focal point of a future book, but like, I was like, why are we spending so much time on this when we were just like, the relationship was just starting to move along.
I will say real quick, as our heroine, her name is Becca. She's a digital book cover content creator, graphics and stuff like that. I appreciated that she wasn't a romance author.
Yes.
I appreciated that he walked up on her and there was a dirty orc picture.
Oh, yeah.
Did that make you laugh?
It did. And then since you... Actually, what made me laugh like harder is like when you told me earlier today that you couldn't stop reading the orcs.
Yeah.
Like, and you needed to go back to this book and finish it. And I was like, I wonder if she subliminally was like, I'm going to go read the orcs because she's drawn dirty orcs.
Maybe that was why. Okay. So Leah wants to tell everybody, what is a leafer?
So a leafer, so the Kirby Falls is a tourist town, essentially, and the townspeople call the tourists the leafers, like, because they come and invade, like, leaves.
Yeah.
To watch the leaves change. Like, that's the season they're there.
Yeah, so they come in the fall, so they're leafers.
And it was sweet. This takes place in Western North Carolina, which is where Lainey is from. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all know that this area has recently been devastated. Yes. And it really kind of is a little bit of a love letter. And I know it was written well before the hurricane and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of a love letter to Western North Carolina.
Well, and I actually read her author note in the back matter. And she said that it is, Kirby Falls itself is based on Hendersonville. Like, some of it is real, some of it is fake. Some of the trails are, like, based on real trails. She's like, but I'm not telling you all the secrets because then the locals would come at me. And so like there is a lot of like Hendersonville, like, which is, I believe that is the small town she lives in, like there is a lot of that in the story, but she does take liberties with it at all also because she wanted to bring her own twist to it. But there is a lot of really good small town like tourist vibes in this story. I thought she really built the small town and the relationship of the small town, and like the fact that they go to the one bar, but really give it really bad reviews, so the leafers don't go to the bar and like keep it their own.
Well, yes. And so, Amanda, what were your thoughts on it as a small town romance?
I really liked it, and I did read this a while ago. I got an ARC of it, so I read this back in August. So I think at the time for me, it was different than the small towns that were out. Mm-hmm. I wanted something different. It did remind me very much of a Penny Reed, like a Green Valley story. I thought it was like, you know, there were funny parts and stuff like that, but I didn't feel like it went too kitschy. Like it was the right balance for me for how the small town was set up. I really like the whole farm aspect, like the apple farm aspect, like she's setting it up for like the rival farms. There's going to be a couple with the two rival apple farms, which I loved. I just thought it was really well done. And I've been to that part of North Carolina, and it's accurate. And it's beautiful.
Jenny, what did you think of the small town? Because you live in the smallest of towns compared to, you and Leah might be neck and neck.
I have 1,200 people in my town.
It depends on what season it
what
is.
What season.
Here.
Mm-hmm. So Jenny, the characters in the small town, you know, the constant stopping him, pulling his hat down, you know, did that feel relatable to you?
So I was reading this and I was like, I am definitely the grump that does not leave my house. Like, because it is definitely like a lot like where I live. There's something for everybody to do here. And there are those people that try to be involved in everything. And like, I can't go out with my husband without like being stopped. Because usually if people see him, they have not seen him for a good thing, but they don't usually like make that connection in their head before they talk out loud. And then I'm like,
walk away. Leah, what are your thoughts on Will as a character?
I like Will. He's a grumpy gus who he is, but Will is one of those characters where it's like, I want to smack him and be like, yes, this bad thing happened to you, but get over it.
But did he feel unsettled to anyone else? The fact that he really wasn't happy.
He seemed very unsettled, but the fact like he just couldn't get past, because I think the thing with Will is he's a hyper focuser. As you hear his story, he his whole focus is the farm and like micromanaging everybody at the farm. When it was baseball, all about baseball, everything baseball. And when that failed, he didn't know what to do. So like Will's issue is like he hyper focuses on certain things, but it doesn't necessarily make him happy. It just is what he is into. And I think that's the thing with him, is he's so unsettled because he doesn't know what to do with himself.
But do you think that with their HEA, with his and Becca HEA and them coming together, do they stay in Kirby Falls?
I think so.
Because he felt incredibly, even in the end, just a little at loose ends. And I kind of want him to go and explore the world outside of being Will the baseball player.
I think they stay, but because there's enough eye-opening moments like with him and Jordan and him and Becca that like he starts to recognize the good that he has there. And there's like that when he's working on the house, like after they break up.
Yeah.
And Jordan is like giving him some hard truth, and he sees like, my family is here. These are the good things that happen, like the good memories. And like, yes, I did this. And it was really eye-opening for him. And I think the fact that like his family is inherently kind and supportive, and like they've tried to pull him out of that hermogenic shell that he's created for himself, is why it works for me that they'll stay.
What do you think, Jenny?
I could see them traveling a lot and like Kirby Falls being their home base, just to get that experience and like Becca doesn't seem like the kind of person that could be contained to one place, even though
she has a little bit of wanderlust, right?
Yeah.
What do you think, Amanda? Because I felt like I was a little, it was just one of those, as I was reading, I was like, oh, I feel like their story would have been a little more impactful. Not like they went to Detroit or anything like that, because nobody wants to live in Detroit.
No.
But I just, you know, like kind of like what you said, Jenny, like get an RV and move their world forward. I just wanted more for Will, I think, in the end.
Yeah, I don't think they go anywhere. I think maybe they travel, because a big part of the book is that Becca has finally found a home.
Right.
And she's found it in Kirby Falls. So I don't see her wanting to leave that too much. And I think he's, you know, I was okay with how they wrapped it up with him finally seeing what was good about his hometown. And I think that's going to, you know, probably maybe play out in the other books, because it's, you know, eventually we're getting, I think, some of the cousins and stuff like that. And, and, you know, him taking a step back at the farm, like he's only going to be doing the accounting. And his mom told him that, you know, he's going to do it remotely for 6 months. So maybe in one of the other books, we find out that they go somewhere for a little while.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think they leave.
That's the thing. I think she leaves it open-ended in the fact that like Kirby Falls will always be home and where they're from, but not necessarily like where they have to stay all the time. Cause like his grandparents are in Florida, so they could go visit them. Like they even talked about how like Kirby Falls is still home to them, but they live in Florida, then they travel.
Yeah.
But like they always come back to Kirby Falls. And I think that's like why it works the way that it does.
I wanted more of Miss Maggie, Will's mom. I loved her. I loved her.
When I wanted more of his dad, everything. Too.
Yeah.
She misses nothing. I loved her.
I wanted more of his dad, because his dad seemed like such a stoic, quiet person, but like I wanted more of that.
So let's talk about Becca's journey a little bit. You know, typically we don't love when the heroine has like crappy family, but I think she had to have something she was moving on from that was that, you know, albatross around her neck, holding her back, holding her down, because her family was terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they could have burned in a fiery apartment building. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Jenny, why are you laughing? I didn't, you know, just being real. I felt like her love of Kirby Falls, though, might have been a little more than her love for Will. Like, if she had to pick, I think she liked the town just a little bit more.
I mean, she was going back whether he was going to have her or not.
Yeah. She's like, this is it. This is where I want to be.
Yeah, that's why I think she doesn't. They don't go anywhere.
Right.
Yeah. But I think for her, though, it was really this sense, like, she was welcomed and she felt comfortable there. Like, nobody needed her or used her. Like, they wanted her to help and they wanted her presence, and it was all about, like, it wasn't about what she could do for them, but like the joy that she brought to them. I think that was the big thing with her.
Yeah.
Well, and she describes like getting a hug at one point, like she's never been hugged, like his mom hugs her and she's like, yeah, I've never had like that owned from my mom, you know. I just wanted to hug her. I loved her.
I did too.
I really liked her. I think she was a great character.
I like the fact that she's one of those characters where she recognizes the toxicity of her family, but at the same time, she has that really hard time separating, and which you can really understand why, like, she has that hard time, and like the way that it's written, it makes sense. And you like, you want to smack her, but at the same time, you're like, I get you.
Can we talk about Carl, the grumpy yet lovable dog?
Oh my gosh, yes. I love him.
He was great. I love that she wrote a dog that did not get forgotten or lost somewhere.
Well, Carl was always around.
Yeah.
Right.
And Carl didn't like anybody but Becca.
I know. I mean, it's kind of like yours and Ollie's love story.
I mean, I do love Ollie, but Ollie loves everybody.
He does.
So. Maybe not Jenny.
Jenny doesn't love Ollie.
I mean,
when you have him fully like land,
He's a big boy. Jenny is not a big person.
She's experienced that in a way that nobody wants to.
Okay, let's talk about the slow burn. Also, can anybody in Penny Reed's little universe, people that are associated to her, can they please give me some kind of instant connection that happens at like 25%? I do not believe that there is any book in all of Green Valley or any author that writes for her that people can't do it before 60%.
Oh, I don't know if they do it before 60%, but Carla Sorsten's like series in the Penny Reed universe is Love at First Sight.
Like, yeah, but they still don't do it to like 60, 70, 80%.
I'll go check.
No, I think they might in the one.
Listen, these people needed to do it.
Like, Kate's here before 60%, aren't they?
No.
The strawberry scene was before 60%.
It is not. Go looking. It is not. Listen, there was the scene where they went hiking, and I think that's at like 35%, and they got caught in the rain.
I don't even care if the strawberry scene was past 60%. Like,
people need to do it before 60% is all I got to say. We need it to do it sooner. These people needed to do it sooner.
Well, and they were in a tiny house, too.
Well, they also need to, like, get rid of electronics.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Turn that shit off. Listen, like, even that first night where he accidentally goes into the tiny house, why couldn't they have spooned and made out a little bit? That might have helped me love the internal monologues just a little bit more if we had at least gotten, you know, somebody felt up or something. Like, an accidental boob grazing would have helped heat up that.
At his size, how does he fit comfortably in the tiny house?
I don't
with her.
Like, it's not that tiny.
It's not like a shed. She's not living in a shed. It's like a cabin. It's like a cabin. Listen, I just needed people to do it. And do it.
But they did bang a decent amount after they started banging.
Twice. Three times. There's three bangs after 60%.
Yeah.
And I know because I counted.
Of course she did. But at least there's multiple bangs and it's not just one and done. And then it's like allusion to the other bangs.
I needed more banging. We needed to bang.
And they were apart for a while
at 40%. People take your pants off, get your business going. That's all I got to say.
An accidental slip in or something.
A boob grazing. An accidental, like, I caught you coming out of the shower.
Yeah, but Carl's in the way for some of that stuff.
I didn't vote for this book in the pick for that reason, because I knew you were not going to like it. So let's just put that out there. I did not even suggest this because I knew you were going to have a problem with it.
I was looking out for the bangs.
But they overruled me. So I love this book, but I knew really it was going to be a problem.
I liked it. I just needed more. I needed them to bang sooner. Like in the light, like after the library scene, after the volunteer, like, you know, she.
Oh, that would have been a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Just even a makeout in the parking lot. That's like at 30%.
Or even like against a stack of books.
Just
like
in a the kiss. Stack. Like,
well, yeah, because they don't even kiss until like it's pretty
it's a while, dark. Yeah.
45%. 45%.
He's fighting it.
He's fighting it.
Because she's a leafer. He wants nothing to do with the fling.
I get it. And he said, I look at her and she is nothing but matrimony and commitment.
And also, he's curmudgeon and she is joy. Like, she, and that's one of the things that he talks about. Like, how can this person be so happy?
I know. I mean,
I question that because she is a delightful piece of like sunshine.
When he walks her,
we all know I am not.
When he walks her out to her car after trivia, which, can we talk about trivia night? The fact
that was funny.
It's Mac, right?
Yes.
The cousin and the one dude get into a fight.
Mac and
every
Brady.
Time.
Every yeah. time. Or is their book next?
No, it is the one after.
Okay.
But Brady's sister, who has returned to town, is the next book.
Yeah.
The one from New York.
Yes.
That everyone thinks she knows everything.
Yes.
Yes. She's next.
I feel like Mac and Brady are going to hate bang.
Maybe they can bang before 20%.
Maybe we'll message Lainey and be like, can you please make them bang soon?
I know she was where I saw she was like teasing that she was working on it, like at a writer's retreat or whatever. But yeah, I think maybe that one, if anything. But she does. So she warned you in the beginning of her books that she likes a slow burn.
She does. I know. I read it, but I thought, oh, okay, it'll be okay. It was okay.
But you say this every time.
I know.
Like every time we have a slow burn, you complain about it.
It's fine. There was a ton of emotion in this book. I thought, you know, the way it starts out with that meet cute in the app in the tree.
Oh, that was adorable. She's like stuck in the tree.
Yeah, it was a great meet cute. And he's like, have your legs gone numb? And she's like, I don't know. Oh, yeah, they have. Yeah.
Well, but also the fact that he's appalled at the idea that she's never climbed a tree before.
Right? Like, yeah. He does not get it.
I grew up in Detroit. There weren't trees to climb.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of emotion, and I really appreciated the amount of emotion that we got. Because, you know, it starts off with that really cute meet cute, and you kind of think, oh, okay, like, this is going to be funny and quirky. And then, you know, we're dealing with addiction and emotional abuse and, you know, failed dreams and his own issues. And I thought, oh.
And grief.
Okay, yeah.
Still grief. Deep in her grief.
Yeah. Yeah. And that relationship with her caregiver, in a way, that was I'm glad that as a character she had that. I think that that helped her not be like her family.
Yeah.
But man, did I feel for her when she was like, I felt like a charity case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like I was never, nobody truly just loved me to love me, or nobody wanted me to around just to be around. Yeah. I was wanted around as, you know, the, you know.
But I think that that is also her perspective of it. Cause like, had that not been the case, like, I think that her neighbor genuinely did care for her in the end. Like at first, yes, it might have started like she was trying to save her, but I think the fact that the relationship continued year after year after year after year, that like that those real feelings were built, but she still had that like mental block as like, this is how it started, so it couldn't have been more.
Yeah. I did love the four-leaf clovers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who finds that many freaking four-leaf clovers? I would like to know.
Actually, my friend Julie does. She
has never found a four-leaf clover. Never.
Seriously?
Seriously. I have looked in all of my 41 years.
I think there are some people that just, kind of like what Will says, there are just some people that notice them.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I could go find 20 probably.
I would scour our 15 acres and never find a freaking four-leaf clover.
That's so funny.
Scour them.
Were there any other moments anybody would like to talk about for this book that they loved?
I had one.
Go ahead.
That was funny. Like when he goes to meet her at Firefly and she's wearing the Firefly costume.
Yes.
And so he tries to help her take it off and the kids think he's pulling the head off them.
They're like terrified.
They're so, that made me, I would laugh so hard.
Yeah.
I've definitely, okay, so I was the Auntie Anne's pretzel, and I definitely had that experience with, like, taking my costume off and, like, kids see that there's
a person.
An actual human being in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I think his name was Twisty. He didn't talk.
Oh.
Well, and it was kind of funny because she's a little clueless about some things, too, because there's the scene in the cider bar where the kid that, like, the middle schooler comes up and he's like, I'll see you at class. Oh, yeah. And Will's like, your class? She's like, yeah, I teach a class down at the library. And he's like, and is it all boys? And she's like, yeah, why do you say that? Like, she's so clueless.
Yeah. I did like the scene, like, when he goes to the, like, nursing home or, like, the assisted living home to visit his great-grandfather.
And the dancing.
And she's there, like, playing music for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just love that because those people who do those kinds of things are just like people who live in the assisted living homes, like they love having those people come in. Like it
Yeah.
just,
And like
I
the
just
little
love that.
nugget of the book being different before that,
Yeah,
like,
the poems and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she wrote a good story. I just needed less internal monologues and more taking their pants off.
Unless they were taking their pants off in the internal monologue,
Right.
right?
I mean, that would have been okay too. Jenny, you're laughing, but did you expect me to say anything else?
No, I knew like when it was like 45% in, I'm like, oh, I bet Becky's not happy right
I wasn't unhappy. I just kept going,
now.
can we take our pants off yet? Then I read some orcs and then I was like, can we take our pants off yet?
Do the orcs wear pants?
Some of them do wear pants. Some of them do.
I
Hello.
just was curious because some of them don't.
Some of them do. Okay. Anything else we need to discuss about take it or leave it before I make you do thumbs up, thumbs down?
No, you should just read the book.
Just read the book. Okay, Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down.
It is a thumbs up for me. I really enjoy Lainey Hatcher's writing, and she, the transition from historical to contemporary, sometimes it doesn't go so smoothly, but I think that she did well.
Jenny, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up. I'll definitely read the rest of these at some point.
Yeah. Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up.
And you know what? It's a thumbs up for me, even though I'm sitting here complaining about it being a slow burn and the internal monologue. I really enjoyed the story. And again, I liked that it's small town. It's cute. It's kitschy. There are places I want to visit. The cider bar, I want to
I
go
just
there.
want to drink the ciders. And he
Yeah.
uses puns. He
Yes.
has, like, they're cider puns for
Yeah,
names.
I just, it's cute. I love the idea of the town, the apple cannon. Give it to me. I'm in it, you know.
There's just a lot of like cute little nuances that she created in this town, and like the Orchard Fest, like it is a real thing that she based it on. But I just love it so much.
Yeah, and I think it's balanced really well between the small town funny and then like you said, the emotional. So it was, I just thought it was really well balanced.
It's a really good balanced book, and for it to be, within her first couple contemporaries, pacing between a historical to a contemporary is very different. The staging of a relationship is different in a historical versus a contemporary. And I think she did the switch very well. Like, it's very well done. If people enjoyed Take It or Leave It and are looking for something within that vein, what books should they be reading? Anybody?
This Sweetbriar Mountain series by Nora Everly. They definitely have a similar writing style. So really anything by Nora Everly. They both have books in the Cozy Creek author collaboration that recently released. So if you want to test out either one of their writing styles, Lainey's book is called Fall Me Maybe. And then Nora's, I don't remember what
I
Nora's
think
is
it's
called off the
Fall at Once, I think is
Fall at
hers.
Once, yes, but they're all fall like titles, but yeah, but that collaboration series is a good place to start because they're shorter books too, so.
Amanda, do you have any?
I would say anything like within the Green Valley range, especially like the Teacher's Lounge or, those books I think kind of are very similar. And then I think if you like this book, I think you would like Savor It by Tara DeWitt. Yeah, they reminded me, it was a lot of small town, like a lot of good balance between the small town and the emotional. So,
What about you, Jenny?
Yeah, I would agree. Green Valley, like there's the library series, and then yeah, you can find a good range in Green Valley for whatever you're looking for.
So I actually think that like I had Boys of the Bayou by Erin Nicholas.
Really, any Erin Nicholas small town would work, but
Boys of Jackson Harbor by Lexi Ryan. I feel like it's that same family dynamic, cousins, brothers, sisters, and a mom that's pretty awesome. The Calamity Falls series by Erica Kelly, again, it has that small town vibe, but people are coming in and out. They're not all from that town. And then Silver Harbor, I think, by Melissa Foster, has some similar vibes and that same kind of longer writing style with internal monologues.
Well, and this, like, the small town in Silver Harbor, like, it's such a eclectic creation of the author.
And then After Hours on Milagro Street, that series.
Oh, yeah.
And then Butterfly Bayou by Lexi Blake. I think if you liked this and you want quirky small town but really deep character development, Butterfly Bayou is a pretty good comparison. Because I knew all of you guys were going to be like, Green Valley, go to Green Valley. And I'm like, I need books that aren't Green Valley.
Hey, what about that wasn't? Is it Farm to Mabel with Krista?
Yeah, Krista's Farm to Mabel. Yeah. Like her that duet would be really good too.
Well, and I also had the Crystal Lake series by Juliana Stone, who's our project backlist author for the week.
Oh yeah. I don't think you're not getting as much like kitschy small town in that one, but you are getting good emotions and they're shorter, but they're
well,
really good.
I think the Blackwells of Crystal Lake, which is the predecessing series.
That one has more small town. That one has because, more like, small town. Because, like, that's where she's setting the town up. Because I think I read book one of that one. Yeah, and, like, it's you definitely get more small town in it.
It's a brother's and a random sister that just comes out of nowhere. Because, you know, things happen sometimes, right? But anyway, those are all good books. Okay. Anything else we need to talk about?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Jenny, anything? Okay. Who's on Sunday night with me? Oh, it's Jenny and Amanda. Are you there too, Leah, for Sunday night? Girl crush?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. It kind of depends on how my cough goes.
Is it cough drop season for you, Leah?
It is allergy, nasal spray, cough drop season. Yeah. Grand time.
Oh, Stacey said she really liked the Lyra Parrish book in that Fall Cozy Town series.
Oh, yeah.
So, and she has a cute Christmas one coming out. I just saw the cover of today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the next book in this one from Lainey, the cover reveal is tomorrow. Oh. It's very pretty.
Oh, have you seen
it? I love these covers.
She sent it out in her newsletter. So,
oh, fun.
Yeah.
Fun. Okay, well, thank you everybody for tuning in to this week's episode of Sip and Discuss, Buzzing About Romance. We'll be back Sunday night with our Girl Crush episode. You don't want to miss this because I'm going unhinged in my girl crushes. I am centering my female rage and I have a theme. I have a theme. And what, Jenny?
I said, okay. Okay. We're there for it.
Yes.
And don't forget, next Wednesday, we're diving into the Buzzing Book Club pick, The Truth Never Spoken by Amber Cordova. So you can grab your copy in Kindle Unlimited and join us for that conversation next week. You can also find a list of all our upcoming titles on our on-the-shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. Until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.